Hello, everybody. It's Jilly. Welcome back to the INFJ Growth Podcast. I am super excited for today's episode because it is my first topic request. I received a DM on Instagram from Alex, and we chatted about how INFJs can sometimes be sensitive to the words of other people, and sometimes we can take things a little bit more seriously or literally than what people intended with the words that they say. And we were talking about that in reference to a previous episode where I talked about how INFJs can be prone to overanalyzing feelings and thinking about feelings and ruminating about feelings as a way to try to do something with them. And Alex is absolutely right that a lot of times that process can be triggered by the words of other people. I don't know about you guys. I would love to hear your perspective in the way that you speak or write, but I have always been excessively, too much, honestly, careful about the words that I say and the things that I write because I always want to say exactly what I mean. And it's challenging because especially in writing, sometimes I will reread things like 15 times and try to imagine how people will interpret it from other perspectives. And it's kind of exhausting and we can't control how other people interpret the words that we say. So that habit is not necessarily healthy, but I think that also because I have always been very careful about the way that I communicate and the way that I express myself, I think that unconsciously I kind of expect other people to do the same, not necessarily to the same degree, but I very rarely say things that I don't mean. I know when I was younger, especially if I was, you know, in an emotional argument, I definitely would say things that I don't mean. And I could be, you know, passive aggressive or just trying to be hurtful when you're young. But as I've gotten older and as I've become aware that I'm an INFJ and as I've become more adept at navigating my own emotions and communicating, I very, very rarely ever say things that I don't mean anymore, especially when I'm emotional because I don't want to hurt the other person. And I think that it's hard to keep in mind sometimes that other people don't necessarily hold that same value. And it doesn't make me better than them. It doesn't make them worse than me. We just have different values. So I think that because I am so deliberate in how I speak and because I kind of unconsciously project that onto other people, I can definitely take things that people say too literally and respond kind of sensitively to that. So I'm super curious to hear you guys, if any of you struggle with being very careful in the way you communicate, and if you ever tend to take things that people say too seriously or too literally. I think that also, Alex brought up a good point that intuition, it's kind of a naive function almost. It just kind of happens and it's innocent and what really matters is the intent behind it. So a lot of times if we're talking with someone and they say something kind of abrupt that we weren't expecting, that would be us processing it through our extroverted sensing. So we hear what they say, we take it in through extroverted sensing, and then we usually will switch to intuition, and usually your brain will kind of go in 15 different directions, and it will pick up, you know, past conversations that you had, it will find patterns in past conversations that you had, and then all of a sudden this one thing that this person said branches off into all these other conversations that you had. And then all of a sudden you're kind of swept away in the emotions of these past conversations. And it's just kind of crazy that one sentence that someone says can then trigger all these other things that then you're upset about all those other things. And then it's not even about the actual conversation you're having anymore because you're mad about things that happened in the past with that person. And we have to be so careful with that because if we don't use our intuition with intention, it can sometimes get carried away and it can look into things that maybe are not necessarily helpful to look into. And it can sometimes be hard to be present in conversations if we take things that people say super literally, and then all of a sudden we're swept away inside of our heads and all these emotions and all these thoughts and taking it really personally and wondering why this person said that thing. And if we aren't careful with that, a small conversation with one thing that a person said that they maybe didn't mean in the way that you heard it can blow up into this megaton explosive argument, or even internally imploding, kind of just feeling swept away in that it doesn't necessarily need to get to that point. And it's super important that if someone says something that they maybe you're not sure if they meant it, or you're not even sure what they meant, it's really important that we stay with that extroverted sensing. So instead of getting swept away in the underlying meaning or the pattern or what, trying to figure out what it means, stay in your sensing and just ask them for clarification. I can't tell you how many times I took something that my husband said super literally, and I think I've got it all figured out. And then we get into, you know, a discussion, and then it turns out that he didn't actually mean it at all the way that I interpreted it. And we save so much energy and time and effort just clarifying what someone says. Because if you can figure out earlier that you are having a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, then you don't have to have a small thing turn into a giant thing. So if we stay in our extroverted sensing, stay in the moment, because extroverted sensing is taking in what is happening right now, not going into backstories or trying to figure out what the meaning is. And if we connect with that person's emotions in the moment, that helps us to stay connected to the conversation instead of taking the words that they say and processing it internally and feeling upset and feeling cut off and feeling miffed and hurt and misunderstood. The whole point of using our perceiving functions is to use them with intention and to choose the one that fits best with the situation that you're in. So even though introverted intuition is the function that we prefer, it's the one that we feel the most comfortable with, it's the tool that we reach for the most readily, it's the one that it uses the least amount of energy, it just feels the most natural for us. That's great, but it does not mean that it is the best function to use in every situation. It's kind of like the hammer analogy. You can be really good with a hammer, and there's a lot of things you can do with a hammer. But if you encounter a screw, you're not going to get very far with that. You can kind of bash at it and try to get through to whatever clarity that you're looking for in this conversation. But ultimately, a hammer does not fit well with every situation. So instead, we don't have to reach for our intuition. We can consciously, with effort, pick up the screwdriver instead, which could be our extroverted sensing. And that's the beauty of MBTI, is this, you know, concept of duality. So the way that we perceive and take in information, the dominant function is the introverted intuition. And then the inferior function, the opposite of that, is extroverted sensing. So we have to be regulated enough and present enough in our own bodies and our own emotions to have the presence of mind to be able to reach for that screwdriver instead. And it takes more effort to do that. It feels less natural. It's like writing with your left hand. Like, can you do it? Yes. But you would have to really think about, okay, I'm not just going to reach for things with my right hand here. I need to take the effort and the energy to be present in this conversation and to focus on what the person's saying now, instead of kind of getting stuck into overanalysis and taking it really personally and really literally. And the other thing too with introverted intuition, it is a convergent function. So it means that we're taking in data and we are trying to filter that into one truth or one singular deeper meaning. And of course, it is hard or impossible to do that with every situation. There's a lot of different truths and perspectives. But with our intuition, since it is a convergent function, if we are having a conversation with someone and they say something that we feel is really hurtful and we don't know why they said that, we don't know if they meant it, then we're going to, again, like pull from all those other conversations and try to distill that into one truth. Like, what's the one reason why this person said this thing? On the flip side, extroverted intuition is a divergent function. So that's why people who have extroverted intuition are more connecting things and looking outward to the world around them with their intuition. So it's really, really, really important that we recognize that a lot of times as INFJs, we can be very sensitive to the things that people say. We can take it very literally and very seriously. And it's important to be mindful of that. And it's important to get that clarification. And I think it really depends on the situation too, and who it is you're talking with. If it's a partner or a spouse or your close relationship, it's easier, hopefully, you know, to share if your feelings are hurt. If it is with a coworker or someone, you know, in the workplace or someone who you don't have as close of a relationship with, you can ask them for clarification, you know, if you're uncertain about what their intent or what the underlying meaning was as to why they said something. But sometimes we just have to let it go. And that was the other part that Alex said that is so true. Like, we have to have a sense of humor. We got to let stuff roll off our backs. If it's a situation, especially if it's like a constructive criticism that really isn't about you as a person, we have to be able to take that criticism, to take the parts of it that are helpful for our growth, and to let go of the rest of it that we take too seriously or too literally. And sometimes even, because my husband is very blunt and he is not well aware of how he comes off with things, sometimes if he says something that's like kind of stinging, it's like, oh, I kind of make a joke of it or I'll tease him. And that relieves a lot of the tension, and it makes it way easier for us to get through the conversation than if I respond in the way that I normally would be triggered to, which is to feel kind of miffed and upset and hurt, and then I don't really want to have the conversation anymore. But if I can stay present enough and build a skill of humor, honestly, like learning to take things a little bit less seriously, it doesn't necessarily come naturally, but as you practice that skill and as you develop it, it can really help to diffuse tension. And using humor is a fantastic tool in our relationships, and it's part of the reason, along with, you know, extroverted feeling, why we're so good at mediation and why we're so good at navigating complex relationships and complex even negotiations in the workplace, because we're able to cut that tension. We're able to bring light to a situation. We're able to influence other people's emotions by helping them feel at ease. And we can do ourselves a great service if we take our ability to make light of a situation and to ease other people's feelings and tensions. We would be doing ourselves a tremendous service if we could learn to turn that inward and to do that for ourselves. So I feel like there's two sides of it. One is the side that we recognize that it's partially about how we're programmed, why we can take things very literally and very seriously, and to dig into that underlying meaning and to sometimes analyze, you know, reasons why or analyze feelings. That is how a lot of us are wired naturally. So I think that is one part of it. And the other part is remembering that we get to choose and we are in complete control of how we respond to that. Just because it is naturally the way that we process things, that we take it too literally and too seriously, and we, our feelings can be hurt easily. That's not, it's not a requirement, and it's not something that we just have to surrender to, that we have to live this way and we have to be this way because it's who we are. Cognitive functions do not define who you are. The way that you process information and make decisions does not define who you are. You get to choose. You have complete control over how you respond to that situation. And taking accountability and responsibility for that, and allowing yourself to just let stuff roll off your back, to find humor in things, to just cut that tension like within yourself, having that power, it is incredibly powerful, because then we're not so wrapped up into what other people think about us anymore. We're not held hostage to other people's opinions of us because we don't let them define our value and our worth as a person. Like, we get to decide that. We are naturally attuned to what other people believe about us and what we think they believe about us, but we are not held hostage by it if we don't allow that to happen. So I think that it's incredibly powerful to recognize that naturally that is our tendency, and it doesn't define who we are, and we get to choose who we want to be, and we get to choose how much information and how much of people's opinions that we let in. If we can learn how to navigate these types of situations, and if we can learn how to stay present and check it, like when someone says something hurtful, we don't have to take that in. We don't have to let our intuition get a hold of that. We don't have to let our introverted thinking get a hold of that. Once it gets a hold of it and you start that rumination and that analyzing and that cyclical process, it's so hard to purge that out of you. So it's so important when someone says something hurtful to practice recognizing it sooner and to not even let it in. Don't even let your intuition get a hold of it. Don't even let that thinking get a hold of it. Just let it go. And people have different practices for ways that they kind of empty out from other people's feelings, emotions, beliefs about you. So what is yours? Like, how do you navigate this? Do you have a way that you navigate it? How do you still stay strong in your beliefs about yourself without letting every single thing that people say about you get to you and harm your self-worth and your self-belief about you as a person? Do you have people close to you that you can vent to if you need to? Do you journal and write down your feelings? Do you just kind of make a joke of it and laugh it off without letting it take hold of you and your brain to get a hold of it and start ruminating on it and chewing on it and just making it into a giant mess? And engaging in extroverted sensing in other ways can also be helpful to help you stay present. I know I've said that in previous episodes before too, but whether it's going outside, whether it's spending time with a pet, whether it's doing something with your hands, whether it is even like listening to something funny, like I have a couple like hilarious shows or podcasts that I listen to, or watching something funny on TV, sometimes that can be a super helpful buffer for me, because it keeps me out of my head, and it gets me laughing, and it gets me unfocused from what that person said that really upsets me. And sometimes just having that a little bit of buffer can help to reset my emotions and my system. And if I stay anchored to things outside of me, especially something that makes me laugh, that is a hugely helpful way to make sure that I don't let that stuff in. So usually it's something that helps you to stay outside of yourself so that you don't let those emotions and those thoughts and those beliefs get a hold of you. Usually it's something in that vein that can be very helpful. So if you guys have any techniques or ways that you use to manage other people's words and emotions and beliefs about you, I would love to hear it, because there's so many different things you can do. Even playing music, like I play piano, that can be helpful. Just even watching like funny YouTube videos. Like it's so simple, but it's so effective. And I just want to say again, it is critical to do these things like quickly. It doesn't work if your brain's already gotten a hold of it and you've already been analyzing for an hour and your fight or flight's kicked on and your nervous system's going and your thoughts are going a million miles an hour. Those type of buffers will not work very well. They are not antidotes. They're not going to overcome that internal process, but they are a powerful buffer to prevent those processes from starting. Once those processes start and they've already been running for a while, it is a lot harder to get rid of that, to empty out from that process. So even having a couple ideas of activities that you can do in advance can be helpful, or even like jotting it down can be helpful. That way, when you're in the moment and you're feeling triggered, you have an activity that's already ready. You don't need to take the time to think about it because you're not going to be thinking clearly. You don't need to take the time to try to decide. You already have it decided, and it turns into a habit loop trigger. So even if I have like a conversation with my husband and maybe he said something that kind of stings, one of my habit loop triggers is to ride my bike, my exercise bike inside. I have a series of songs that I listen to in a row. And I've trained myself to do that because it really helps me to have that buffer period. And doing something physical with your body can also be very helpful to keep you anchored in your body and not getting lost in your brain and your thoughts. But just having that ready, and sometimes even in a tough discussion, I will already be looking forward to being able to do that afterward. And at the end of it, I feel so much more calm. I feel so much more grounded, clear. I don't feel held hostage to my brain and my thoughts. And that's what it's really about, is learning how your brain works, learning to work with it instead of fighting against it. And developing a new narrative and a new belief about yourself, that you can handle difficult conversations, that you can navigate conflict effectively without it completely ruining your day. You are able to do this, and it's so important that we trust ourselves. And I think that self-trust on one hand is innate, and that we need to just choose to trust ourselves. And on the other hand, I also believe that we also need to earn it, and that we need to prove to ourselves that we can be trustworthy. Good intentions are powerful and important, and our actions, the alignment between our intentions and our actions, is very important for building our self-trust. So if you can, you know, consistently prove to yourself and take actions that are aligned with having that buffer present, laughing things off, emptying out, not letting things get to you, you're going to start to trust yourself to be able to handle these things. And self-trust for INFJs is so important, and it's so powerful. Our belief in ourself, honestly, is more important than anything. So I would love to hear again from you guys. Are there aspects of things that you take very literally? Do you have any habits or practices that you use with difficult conversations? How do you keep that buffer? How do you make sure that you don't get lost in your head? Do you have any specific things that you do that are super helpful? And if you could either DM me on Instagram, I'm at infj.growth, or you could send me an email, jilly@infjgrowth.com. I would love to hear it. And if you do have anything specific that you suggest, if you're okay with it, I'm going to share it on Instagram, just because I think that hearing other people's perspectives, hearing things that work for other people, can be so helpful for us. Because even though we all have the same personality type, and even though our brains do process information in similar ways, the tools itself are only as valuable and only as helpful as the skills and the intent and the person itself who uses them. So even though we are all very similar, we all have vastly different experiences. We all have different tools in our toolkit that we try. And I think that sharing those with each other is so powerful and so helpful, because we can try things out and see if it works for us. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But if it does, that could be a huge game changer for you. And I want to learn from you guys. I'm sure that you guys have other things that you could suggest for me. And I would love to hear from you guys. I've also gotten a few emails from people. Please reach out. And I want to say thank you so much to Alex for messaging me and suggesting this topic. We got to let things go. We got to let things roll off our back. We can't let things that people say to us totally control our beliefs of who we are. Just sometimes we just got to let it go and laugh it off. I believe in you. All right. Thank you so much again to Alex. And I would love to hear from you guys. Oh, and if you could leave a review for this podcast, it would mean so much to me so that other INFJs can find it as well. And I hope to hear from you guys soon. And I will see you next time. Bye.